Well, maybe it's not so much your choice of a college or university, but your major, what you studied, that sets the trajectory of your income for life. Jillian Berman, reporter, Market Watch, some new data in this area. And, you know, shockingly, of course, engineering or med, a lot better than a liberal arts major or a journalism major. But what can you tell us about the wage gap and seemingly majors more important than whether it's Ivy League or Big State University or whatever?
Yeah, so you're right. It's not super surprising that you know, some of the more lucrative fields are STEM or, you know, or healthcare. But what is kind of interesting is that what the study shows is if you study those topics at less prestigious universities, you can do just fine. And so in that way, you know, if you know what you want to do, you can sort of do the cost-benefit analysis in a way that maybe saves you money.
And it kind of suggests that going into massive, massive debt just to go to an institution that has a bigger name may not fulfill that cost-benefit analysis. And, of course, it's a double whammy, I guess, if you're a philosophy major at a really expensive school.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, if you're pursuing a career in education, you know, it maybe doesn't make sense to get the most expensive education degree, right? You can, you know, that's a field that it's great to go into for a lot of reasons, but making money is not one of them. And so you might just want to take the cheaper option there.
Is the gap, is the difference between the highest paying and lowest paying majors, is that gap getting wider these days?
That's a good question. So the analysis doesn't quite address whether or not it's getting wider. What it does show is that jobs tend to be, these days, are, you know, sort of more tightly correlated with what you learn in school. So in the past, you know, the author of the study says in the past, employers hired based on education level, and now they're really hiring more based on, you know, sort of subject matter knowledge.
Well, I'll throw something else out. I always argued sometimes the major, it wasn't so important as all the summer jobs or internships or experience, real experience you got for your resume before you graduated. I mean, you could be an English major, Italian major, but, you know, for example, if you're going for a job in journalism, getting as many internships and summer jobs as possible in journalism or conversely in other fields.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, one thing the study does point to is that there's, within majors, there's a lot of variation in earnings, you know, as you might expect. And so, right, like you said, there's a lot of ways to sort of maximize the amount of money you make even within lower paying, what are traditionally lower paying majors.
Okay, Jillian, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And that's on the Market Watch website. Jillian Berman, reporter, Market Watch, and some of these issues for you coming out of college or other things like that.